River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Amherst High School. It's time for Fort Kearney Conference basketball action as the Broncos welcome in the Loomis Wolves. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, bringing you all the exciting action on this second Friday night of the regular season. Teams really only have a few handful of games before they get into the Christmas break and their own holiday tournaments, but right now a good early season test. Loomis, they have already played two conference games. They've won them both, including over Overton. And for the folks here at Amherst, they have yet to play a conference game, so an important one here. But if Loomis gets the win and what would be a little bit of an upset for Coach Rayburn's team, they would have a pretty good stranglehold on running into a possible conference championship regular season again. Last year, Loomis, one of the few teams that were able to clip Amherst early in the season at their place, and kind of from the second half of the season, Loomis didn't make it where they wanted to. Amherst did, making it all the way to the state tournament for just the second time in school history, and the cornerstone of that team, Shelby Hammond, is back for her senior season. And we'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups as we get you ready for tonight's girls and boys doubleheader, Amherst hosting Loomis here on Classic Hits and the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
Craig Culver on True Blue Value.
When times are tight, people want to know they're getting their money's worth.
That's why they come to Culver's.
We use fresh Midwest beef, real Wisconsin dairy.
And now, their tastiest chicken ever.
It's naturally raised and antibiotic-free, natural cut, hand-seasoned, and always cooked to order.
Makes for a great crispy or grilled chicken sandwich.
I believe people know a good value when they taste it.
That is so true.
Welcome to Delicious.
This week only, bring in a non-perishable item for the food pantry and receive a one-scoop dish of custard, one per customer per visit. Welcome to Delicious. Culver's, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. The Amherst Pep Band firing up the troops here for the Broncos as they get ready to take on Loomis, and we're ready to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Lady Wolves of Loomis. Number 14 is a 5'7" junior. That is Tori Maskey. She has averaging 10 points and 11.5 rebounds through their first two games. Number 22 is a 5'3" senior, Sydney Bartruff. Number 24 is a 5'8" senior, Katie Morton. She leads the team with 13 points a game. April Collin is number 34, a 5'4" junior. And number 44, 6' senior, Olivia Rodenbaugh. She's got 12.5 points through the first two games as an average. The head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves is Jim Rayburn, assisted by Mike Mefford, Cole Carraher, and Logan Farley, 2-0 on the season. Now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, number 3, 6' senior, Shelby Hammond, averaged just under 20 points a ball game last season. Number 5, 5' junior, Kiana Leach. Number 11, 5'9" junior, Katie Klingelhofer. Number 23, 5'10" junior, Jessica Fernandez. And number 45, 5'8" junior, Mackenzie Bergstrom. The head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos is Nikki Eckout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst is 2-0 on the season. They are ranked 10th in the Omaha World Herald, 7th in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class D1. for Amherst. Their two wins have been on the road. This is also their home opener, beating Litchfield 59-26 and Franklin 50-33. Coach Nicky Eckhout saying they really haven't been tested yet this year, and says Franklin will be a team that will be coming on, and tonight will be a true test for her ball club. For the Loomis Wolves, they defeated SEM on opening night and then defeated Overton in their second game, 48-38. They've got another big challenge tomorrow when they return home to take on Bertrand. For Amherst, their next action will be on Tuesday when they host Kennesaw. So it's the first home game for Amherst, the first road game for Loomis. And that's a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Don't forget that currently airing on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney High Basketball, they are in Lincoln, taking on Lincoln East as a girls and boys doubleheader. Tomorrow here on Classic Hits, we'll be in Kennesaw as they take on Loop City. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back, along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, as we're ready for basketball. Bedke and Heinrichs, your officials. Loomis in the green traveling away uniforms with the white trim, the home white with the red trim for Amherst. The opening tip is in the air, and Loomis will control the basketball and get things going offensively here. It's going to be a man-to-man defense to start here for the Broncos. They get it inside to Rodenbosch. He works on Hammond. Hammond blocks the shot out of there, and she is a block shot machine. Loomis is able to pick up the loose ball, though, and here they go, resetting the offense. Taking it to the right side is April Collin. Collin again into Rodenbaugh. I think they're trying to get Hammond in foul trouble. Rodenbaugh on the left hand. This time it falls. So Olivia Rodenbaugh able to score. So it looks like Loomis's plan is to get right after it, is they're going to put some pressure on. And that has always been Jimmy Rayburn's philosophy, is put on full court pressure. And as they jump on the ball, we will see Loomis get called for a tie-up. Hammond and Rodenbaugh, they bumped elbows down there, and Rodenbaugh, she's got a little funny bone problem, and I think Coach Eckhout, she's going to have to bring her out of the game. It will be Amherst basketball, and I think Shelby just got slapped on the funny bone there, and she'll be okay and be back in as there was a scramble for the loose ball. So to take the ball out of bounds here for Amherst is going to be Jessica Fernandez. And Fernandez will throw it in, get it right back to the three-point arc, come down to the baseline. The shot's going to be on the way, a little strong that time from Crystal Fernandez, who had to come in for Hammond. Rebound brought down by the Wolves, but as they try to dribble it up the floor, Tori Maskey called for the double dribble. She couldn't get a good grip on a basketball. You could tell her fighting with it, and they had to call it. Loomis with the first turnover of the contest. Amherst with a basketball, and without Hammond in there, that really changes things. They don't have a true post player that they want to go to, so Bergstrom fires from 12 straight away, no good. The ball is saved inbounds right back to her, and then Rodenbaugh blocks her shot, and out of bounds it's going to go, and it's going to stay with Amherst. 2-0, Loomis got a bucket from Rodenbaugh. And we're a little over a minute into the ball game. Inbounds pass. Out top they go to Klingelhofer. Katie fires the three. It's up too strong. Rebound, 5-4. Offensive rebound pulled down underneath by Jessica Fernandez. Shot back up, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to get another tie-up as the rebound was Crystal Fernandez, and she's going to be tied up underneath by Bartruff, and the arrow pointing the way of Loomis. And now we've got a whistle. They were going to give it to Amherst, but obviously it is Loomis. We just had a jump ball, so everybody can remember that. And their tying things up was Maskey. And we're ready to go. Looks like Amherst also going to put on a little zone pressure here. They get it to Rodenbaugh in the middle. Perfect zone press break, though, by Loomis. Good job there by the Wolves. It's going to be April Collin getting it up top to Sydney Bartruff. To the high post, Rodenbaugh. Cut off there by Fernandez. Kicks it right side. Now Bergstrom in there on Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh just backs her way in and hits a little four-foot turnaround. Olivia Rodenbaugh with both buckets for Loomis. They're up 4-0. Pressure in the backcourt, giving Amherst some problems. They throw over the top of it to Kiana Leach. Now a long pass down to Bergstrom. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Jessica Fernandez. So Fernandez with a good start here to the ball game for the Amherst Broncos. It is 4-2. And at the other end, Loomis has the ball thrown away. Second turnover for the Wolves. High school basketball here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. Last night we got snowed out with Wood River and St. Paul. We'll make that up on Monday. And the full court pressure in the backcourt results in a Loomis foul on April Collin. That'll be her first of the ball game on either team. Full court pressure, ball comes in to Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer in the backcourt, foul again. And again, the foul is going to be on April Collin. She tried to sneak in from behind there and surprise the point guard, Katie Klingelhofer, and then ran into her. Hemmings still on the bench. I thought they would have her back in. I thought she just kind of bumped her elbow, but she has not returned to the ball game here for Amherst. And as Amherst gets the ball in, they do the wrong thing this time. They get right in the corner where it's an easy trap, and they throw the ball away. Really no choice once they got trapped. They just kind of threw it up for grabs, and it went out of bounds. So Loomis will inbound it in the front court, up 4-2. Rodenbaugh runs right through her defender, and Crystal Fernandez, she goes to the floor. Nikki Eckhout won the foul, but I think that's one of those that neither official saw, couldn't call it. So they'll reverse it to Janessa Bergman, who has checked in for the Wolves, and a double dribble call on Bergman. Third turnover for Loomis, 4-2. Loomis, 5:36 to go here in the first quarter. Both teams off the 2-0 starts and two of the best teams in the conference. Amherst gets the ball in, and they're having some problems again with this full court pressure. To Klingelhofer, up ahead they go to Leach. Now they run that press break, get it in the paint. Short jumper is up and too strong that time from Crystal Fernandez. Rebound brought down by Tori Maskey. Loomis will run the ball up the floor. It is Sydney Bartruff. She's cut off there, swings it to the right side to Katie Morton. Morton, free throw line jumper. Ball was partially blocked. I think Katie Klingelhofer got a hand on that one. And again, a jump ball. Two players on the floor, Rodenbaugh and Fernandez. Crystal Fernandez all over the place. And this time the arrow points the way of Amherst. So they've got the length of the floor to travel. And the inbounds pass will come to Kiana Leach. Once again, the ball stolen away right underneath the hoop. And then a shot block is going to be turned into a foul. And going to the line for Loomis will be Janessa Bergman. Amherst with their third turnover. And Bergman to shoot our first free throws of the ball game. The foul this time on Amherst, Katie Klingelhofer. First on the Broncos, and the free throw rattles home. 5-2, Loomis. 3 minutes into our ball game. Second free throw on the way. That one will kick off the right rim. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Rodenbaugh. It will belong to Amherst. Again, 40 seconds into the game, the All-Stater Shelby Hammond banged her elbow on the gym floor, fighting for a loose ball. She has not returned. And so they can't just throw it up over the top and get it to her. Instead, they try to throw it up over the top to Bergstrom and turn it over. Loomis gets it underneath for a layup. Katie Morton, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Coach Nikki Eckhout. If for some reason you can't bring Hammond back into the ball game, that changes everything about this team. But Hammond is on the bench. So with 4:53 to go here in the first quarter, 7-2, Loomis on Classic Hits.
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball. After the timeout call by Amherst, they'll run the press break. This time they'll get it down the floor, attack the hoop, and then take too many steps as they go in to attack the hoop. That's the fifth turnover now for Amherst. Three for Loomis, and it's 7-2. Loomis with the lead. On the road, first game of the year on the road for Loomis, and they're playing pretty well here, but they're forcing the issue. They're forcing the tempo. Back up between the circles is going to be Sydney Bartrup. Bartrup dribbles right side. One-hand runner off the glass is up and in. So already four different players have scored for Loomis, and it is 9-2 with full court pressure on once again. This time Loomis breaks it. 3-on-2. Try to dump it underneath, but Rodenbaugh got back and stole the basketball away. Loomis brings the ball up a little slower this time with Janessa Bergman. Bergman greeted there by Katie Klingelhofer. Brings it all the way down to the right-hand corner. Then it's knocked out of bounds as Klingelhofer reached in to swat it away. And down there on the edge of the bench is assistant coach Jamie Klingelhofer talking to Shelby Hemmen and maybe trying to work that elbow out a little bit. They need her back in this ball game. Rodenbaugh, high post, comes to the elbow, takes the jumper and hits the tough shot. Rodenbaugh with six. It is 11-2. Loomis leads it by nine. Up the floor come the Broncos, breaking the press, but then they throw it away. They're breaking the press. They have the numbers, a 3-on-2, but they're trying to get it underneath. They're always bringing it up on the right side, then firing it over to the left side of the low block, and they keep either throwing it to a Loomis defender or throwing it over everybody and out of bounds. And so Amherst not getting many shots here, and now here comes Hemmen. So she sat out for nearly 4 minutes. She'll come in and back out will be Mackenzie Bergstrom this time. Now also coming into the ball game is going to be Sydney Tobenheim, a 5'5 freshman. But 11-2, Amherst has spotted Loomis a 9-point lead here for the Wolves on the road. And Sydney Bartrup trying to break the press of her own. They are able to do it, 3-on-2. Now the pass to the baseline to Maskey is tipped away, ends up in Paige Rademacher's hands. Her shot is no good. Ball is grabbed underneath there by Janessa Bergman. Her shot no good, and coming out of there with it is going to be Amherst and Katie Klingelhofer. Broncos with a basketball, trying to dribble through the double team, drawing the foul is Sydney Tobenheim. Foul on the Loomis Wolves. That'll be their third. Two of them on April Collin, who had to come out of the ball game. This is the first on Paige Rademacher. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. They're trying to get it into Bergman. Or Hemmen, excuse me. They give it to the other side. Shot up, no good. Rebound Fernandez. Then Hemmen. And Shelby will get her first points of the basketball game. Crystal Fernandez kept it alive. And that will snap a 7-0 run there by Loomis. 11-4 Wolves. Hemmen's first bucket. Pass deflected away out of bounds. These teams are really getting after it here. And again, Rodenbaugh, after a very brief breather, will come in. Maskey out. Inbounding the basketball, Janessa Bergman on the baseline. Goes into the corner to Rodenbaugh. Tried to get it right back to Bergman. The pass a little low, and it's stolen away. Jessica Fernandez comes out of there with it. Loomis's fourth turnover. Long outlet pass into the corner for a 17-footer. The shot is no good by Sydney Tobenheim. And then we've got an over-the-back foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Loomis. And it's going to go on Paige Thorell. That'll be her first, team's fourth. Tell you what, Crystal Fernandez is not afraid to get inside and get a little dirty. She has been working on the boards, getting her fourth one there. They try to give her the ball on the inbounds pass. It is tipped away. The pass was behind her, and it's going to be stolen away. Eighth turnover for Amherst in this first quarter. 11-4 Loomis. They've got the ball down to Rodenbaugh in the paint, over the double team, off the window too strong. Hemmen goes up and grabs her second rebound. She tries to take a couple of dribbles and get out of there with it. Gives it off to Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, right side of the lane, runs into Rodenbaugh, throws up the shot. It's still about one in. Rodenbaugh was a rock down low there, and Olivia will get the rebound. Perfect defense by Rodenbaugh. You don't see that from the gals, especially in the lower classes, very often. 11-4 Loomis. They've got the basketball and work it up the left side with Bergman. Bergman dribbles to the baseline, dribbles through the lane. Now gives it to Rodenbaugh. Six-footer off the glass all the way around and out. No good. And fighting for the loose ball, Crystal Fernandez with her fifth rebound. Here come the Broncos. Down the middle of the floor is Klingelhofer. Katie gets it underneath. Tobenheim's shot is no good, but she's fouled. And Sydney will go to the line and shoot two. Don't forget, all of our games are also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can listen live. You can pick up the podcast shortly after the game ends. The free throw here, Paige Rademacher with the foul. Her second, the team's fifth. Again, that web address, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the freshman puts the free throw up. It's no good for Sydney Tobenheim. And substitutions coming in. Back in for Amherst, Kiana Leach and Mackenzie Bergstrom. And back in for Loomis, got Katie Morton. And the free throw on the way, and it is good. So Tobenheim gets one of two, makes it 11-5. Back into the ball game for Loomis is Tori Maskey. 11-5 Loomis, 6 points early on, Olivia Rodenbaugh. 4 minutes with Hemmen on the bench for Amherst. And that's when Loomis made their run. She's back in there now. And Loomis has the basketball. Sydney Bartow drives in, tries to lob it to the baseline to Maskey, but there's Hemmen. Hemmen gets the steal. They'll wait for the defense to get by, and Amherst will bring it across the timeline with Katie Klingelhofer. Up top, Hemmen, 4-3, straight away off the front of the iron. It is no good, and nobody can grab the rebound. It was last touched by Loomis. They couldn't grab it cleanly. 1:29 to go, first quarter, 11-5. Loomis with the lead, and Amherst to take it out. We're broadcasting from the wrestling loft here tonight, so they're right below us. Skip pass, try to get it to Hemmen. The ball is swatted away. Getting a handle of the basketball is Katie Morton. By the way, Amherst wrestlers over at Wood River, heck of a wrestling meet going on there. Amherst, Wood River, Central City, they won the Class B, C, and D meets last year. Some great wrestling going on over there as Loomis will get the ball down to the low block, and you heard the whistle, Sydney Bartruff. Now they went to Rodenbaugh early. Now they kind of bring her to the high post, and they're sending some other folks in there, getting Hemmen out of the lane. And the foul will be called on Mackenzie Bergstrom, her first, team second. And at the line, Sydney Bartruff had a bucket earlier in the quarter. Her first free throw is no good. Into the ball game now for Amherst, Colby Klingelhofer, 5'3 senior. We were joking around with Coach Eckhout in the pregame. It's been a long time since I've seen a roster where the last names has so many letters in it. A lot of names, a lot of letters. Going to cost for the engraving here at Amherst. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Bergstrom, who committed the foul. Into the corner. Jumper is up. It is no good by Klingelhofer. Offensive rebound by Hemmen. Tries to get it inside to Tobenheim, and she is tied up. We've had a bunch of jump balls already. That is the fourth one of the quarter. Now the arrow points the way of Loomis. Amherst will slap some full court pressure on with 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It remains 11-5 Loomis, and it's been 11 points for quite a while here for the Wolves. Up the floor with it with a good crossover dribble that time. Katie Morton to the wing, kicks it back up top to Bartruff. One of the three guarded, got it into Rodenbaugh. 8 foot turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound yanked down by Bergstrom. The battle of the boards being won by Amherst right now. They have nearly 13 rebounds if a quick count is right. Hemmen, high post, double team, kicks it off to Bergstrom. 15-footer, draws the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Maskey. Maskey will be fouled by Colby Klingelhofer. That'll be her first to the team's third. Boys game will follow just a little bit before 8. Loomis rolled in the JV girls game here played earlier. It was a close first half, and then the second half Loomis pulled away. Was no boys JV game. Loomis only has 10 boys out for basketball, yet they're still ranked in the top 10. Morton breaks the press, pulls up the free throw line, jumper off the heel, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kiana Leach, and here comes Amherst. Outlet pass, they've got Bergstrom underneath. She'll put the shot up, and it rolls out, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Colby Klingelhofer. She is fouled. She will go to the line. Well, Amherst may not be making many shots, but they sure are hustling. And Loomis is really getting the pace going, but Amherst hitting the boards at both ends, and this time Tori Maskey called for the foul. And the first of two free throws for Klingelhofer is on the way, and off the front of the iron, no good. So both teams struggling from the line early on here. Loomis will run Janessa Bergman back in there. Bergman, Paige Thorell, Katie Morton, Tori Maskey, and Sydney Bartruff as they give Bergstrom the, or Rodenbach, excuse me, the final 14 seconds of the quarter off. Second free throw, no good. Hammond gets the rebound. Hammond gets the putback. She's just as good as anybody at that offensive rebounds. She gets one there. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Morton at half court, trying to get some room, trying to get a shot. Bartruff's three is blocked at the horn by Sydney Tobenheim, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So after one, it's Loomis 13 and Amherst 7. We'll be back with quarter number 2 in 1 minute here on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst. I want to say a big thank you to Ron Evans and Roger and all the Roger Thompson, all the fine folks here for their hospitality and assistance in getting the broadcast going tonight. Got one stat here that maybe something I haven't seen in a long, long time, if ever. Amherst, we thought they were controlling the boards. They're really getting after it. They've got the ball to start the second quarter. Quick shot is on the way here by Katie Klingelhofer. It is going to come up short. Nobody grabs the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Loomis. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 6 points for Loomis. Shelby Hammond has 4 for Amherst, 11-7 Loomis. Turnovers, 9 for Amherst, 5 for Loomis. Three-pointer on the way here for the Loomis Wolves. April Collin, it's no good. She actually runs down the long rebound. Amherst out-rebounded Loomis, according to my count, in the first quarter, 17-6. You don't usually see 17 boards and a half. Jumper on the right side. Morton, way off the mark. You could tell by her face. She's thinking, what happened there? And the defensive rebound brought down by Crystal Fernandez. That's her 6th of the game. 11-7, but the last 5 points have been the Broncos. They shoot a 3 here. Comes up short, Katie Klingelhofer. And there's a defensive rebound for Tori Maskey, her 4th board. Amherst 0 of 3 from downtown. Loomis just shot their first 3 and missed it. Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup. Katie Klingelhofer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. 7 in a row for Amherst. And the lead is down to 2. 11-9. Working it around the perimeter. Loomis trying to look inside for Rodenbaugh. They've got her a little far out, so she draws the double team. Goes backside. Maskey, short jumper too strong. Rebound into the hands of the Wolves. Morton puts it back up. It's just sitting on the rim. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by Amherst. Good work that time as Mackenzie Bergstrom gets her 4th board. Ball just wouldn't go in for Loomis. Great play by Morton. Kiana Leach with it. And a whistle away from the ball here just as Klingelhofer passes it off. They're going to call a hold on Sydney Bartruff. And that'll be the first on her, but it is the 7th team foul. So Amherst is already in the 1-1 with 6:22 to go here in the first half. Both teams 1 of 4 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. Katie Klingelhofer was not at the line in the first quarter, and she'll be there right now, the 5'9 junior, ready to shoot the front end of the 1-1, and it is up and it is in. Chance now to tie the ball game for Klingelhofer. Shelby Hammond sat the first minute and a half here of the quarter. And she banged her elbow pretty hard on the floor just 35 seconds into the ball game. Now the second free throw is on the way. Klingelhofer, that's too strong. And Rodenbaugh makes sure she boxes Hammond out this time and gets her 3rd board. Gives it off to Katie Morton. Morton into the front court, turns and gives it off to April Collin. Still man-to-man defense by the Broncos, trying to sag a little bit on the backside. Morton to the high post. Rodenbaugh dribbles in, tries to take it to Hammond, and does. Boy, good move by Rodenbaugh. And that's the first points of the quarter for Loomis. It breaks an 8-0 Amherst run. 13-10, three-pointer by the Broncos on the way, and good to tie the game, Jessica Fernandez. First three of the game for either team, and after being down nine right out of the chute, Amherst has come back to tie it, trying to answer Morton. Her three-pointer comes up short. Rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez gives it off to Klingelhofer across the timeline, center court, works it to the left side, draws the double team to Hemmen, open 16-footer straight away, won't go. Rodenbaugh comes in, skies up to get her fourth rebound, outlet pass on the right wing to April Collin, who had two early fouls, missed most of the first quarter. They try to lob it into Rodenbaugh. Hemmen steps in front and makes the steal. Second turnover of the quarter for Loomis. A chance for Amherst to take their first lead of the game. Hemmen, high post, dribbles in around Rodenbaugh. The runner from eight is good. 6 points for Shelby Hemmen, and Amherst has taken the lead, and a timeout called by Loomis. Coach Jim Rayburn, Eastside's team got off to a great start, but now Amherst and Shelby Hemmen is back, and what a difference she makes. 5:05 to go here in the first half of play, and your score is Amherst 15 and Loomis 13. We'll be back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst. 5 minutes to go here in the first half of our girls' game. Amherst has come back from an early 9-point deficit. Now it's 15-13. They come out in a zone out of the timeout. And Jimmy Rayburn, the coach for Loomis, probably wasn't expecting that. So what they just did in the timeout, Nikki Eckhout switches it up. Let's see what Loomis wants to do here. They've only shot a couple of threes, haven't been close on either one of them. But that was against a man-to-man. Rodenbaugh now pops out of the right-hand corner. Skip pass left side. 16-footer is on the way. No good by Bartruff. And the backside rebound brought down by Amherst. This time, Jessica Fernandez. I've got four different Broncos with at least four fouls. Baseline drive. Leach might have got shoved in the back. And Loomis trying to save it. Stepped out of bounds. It'll be Amherst basketball. So just 2 points here for Loomis in about the last 7 minutes. They were up 11-2, only one bucket since, on a Rodenbaugh jumper here in the quarter. Now trying to work around the Loomis zone. Skip pass to the other side of Leach. Now into the paint. Traffic there for Fernandez. Crystal gets rid of it. Hemmen, right-hand corner. 14-footer, got it. That's one thing about Shelby Hemmen, and there's so many of them, is that she's not just a girl that's going to stand inside and wait to score from 5 feet. She can pop out and not afraid to shoot from the outside. Already attempted a three. She's hit a couple of outside jumpers. Now has 8 points, 17-13. Amherst, they are on a 15-2 run. Loomis trying to get it into Rodenbaugh. They've got to find some offense to help her. They do. She turns. She tries to take it at him, and the ball slips out of her hand, and it is turned over. Loomis, three turnovers in the quarter, eight in the game. Amherst, no turnovers in the quarter after getting nine in the first quarter without Hemmen in there. Jumper is up, Klingelhofer, no good. And we've got an over-the-back foul, I believe, on Hemmen. They're going to get her this time, going over the back of Maskey. And for Shelby Hemmen, that will be her first. Kind of one of those catch-22s right now for Loomis. If you can't score, you can't slap on the press, which was giving Amherst all kinds of fits in the first quarter. But that also means they're the type of team that can make a run on you at any time if they can just get a couple buckets to fall so they can slap that press on. Katie Morton on the floor for Loomis now offensively, along with April Collin, Sydney Bartruff, Paige Thorell, and Tori Maskey, as Rodenbaugh gets a quick little breather. And with that backcourt pressure, Loomis just about turns it over, but the 10-second count is on, and it is slapped away again. Then it is out of bounds, off the leg of the Wolves. It'll be Amherst basketball. It's almost exactly switched around. Amherst all of a sudden is doing to Loomis what they did to Amherst in the first quarter. 3:20 to go here in this first half. 17-13. Amherst to the high post. Bergstrom out to Hammond. Hammond three-point line playing some catch out there with Leach. Collin better be careful. She's got two fouls. She's reaching out there. Now the left wing. The jumper from 15, no good, but following her own shot, Fernandez. Shot no good, and then she comes over the back and commits the foul. She knew it. She got her arm tangled up there with Paige Thorell. Didn't mean to, but when Thorell grabbed the ball, she also grabbed the arm, and that'll be the first foul on Fernandez. It is the fourth team foul, fifth team foul, excuse me, on Amherst. Seven on Loomis. Now Loomis with the ball in the backcourt. Just trying to find a way to get into the front court here. April Collin goes from left to right, still has the dribble all the way to the right baseline. Now kicks it back out to Bartruff, lobs it inside. Collin to Thorell. Page loses her balance. The ball is deflected out of bounds. And the officials give the ball to Loomis. I thought that's what they meant. Just pointed the wrong way. Inbounds pass to Bartruff. Three-point land, not going to take it. Into Morton. Morton turnaround jumper, no good. Getting a hand on it, Jessica Fernandez. And Fernandez will come out of there with a basketball. 17-13 Amherst, 2.5 to go in the first half. Kiana Leach, three-pointer, up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Leach, and now Loomis just needs to get to halftime. They're down 20-13. Amherst is on an 18-2 run since Hemmen came back in, and that was at the 3:30 mark, 3:27 mark of the first quarter after missing 4 minutes, banging the elbow in the first minute. Loomis trying to work against this matchup zone, having trouble from the outside. Morton kicks it back outside. Collin holds it on the right wing. Ball fake there on Sidney Tobenheim. Back out top. Leach went for the steal, couldn't get it. So Bartruff's got a step, drives in, puts up the running jumper over Hemmen. It will not go, and Shelby will get her fifth rebound. 1:45 to go, first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Fernandez drives in. The shot by Jessica, no good. Bodies to the floor. Loomis grabbed it, went to the floor. Now they're going to call a jump. The arrow belongs to Loomis. Fighting for the ball the whole way, Paige Thorell. And we'll have more substitutions. Try to set the five on the floor for you now for Amherst. You got Hammond out there. You've also got Colby Klingelhofer, Sydney Tobenheim, Mackenzie Bergstrom, and Katie Klingelhofer. But they're playing defense right now. 1-3-1 full court zone trap. And Loomis will get it across the timeline here with April Collin. And she makes a spin move, a reach-in foul on the Broncos. And this one will go on Katie Klingelhofer, her second, sixth team foul. So Loomis will take it out just across midcourt. Loomis just 2 points in the quarter. And again, we played 6.5 minutes here. You can take it back almost 3 minutes into the first quarter. So 2 points in about 9 minutes after getting 11 points in the first 4.5. Handling the ball is Janessa Bergman, who's into the ball game. Throws it to the right-hand corner to Morton. Back to Bergman to the right wing. High post, Rodenbaugh, who's back in. She goes for the shot. Bergstrom thought she blocked the shot. So did Nikki Eckhout, but the whistle blows. And Mackenzie Bergstrom gets her second personal foul. The Amherst fans didn't like that one too much. Neither one of them went straight up, and that's probably why you got the foul called. I think it was a clean block, but you lean on him with the body, you brace yourself on the waist or the back, and at the line, Olivia Rodenbaugh to shoot two, and she'll hit the first free throw. She has 7 of her team's 14 points. She's averaged 12.5 points and 13 rebounds in their first two wins. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Amherst, Colby Klingelhofer. Minute 10 to go, and we have got a travel called Amherst. They're bringing the ball up the floor so quickly, they thought they had a teammate trailing, turned, there's nobody there, and that's when you're in no man's land. But that is the first turnover of the quarter for Amherst after committing 9 in the first quarter. So 10 total, and full court pressure on for Amherst. They've slapped it into more of a man-to-man now as Katie Morton brings it across the timeline here for Loomis. Loomis could use a bucket here, cut it to 4 points by halftime after having the lead a long time here in the first half. They're going to try a three from the left corner. That is no good by Janessa Bergman, but an offensive rebound by Katie Morton. Morton spins, takes it back in, puts it up too strong. Maskey has the rebound. She's tied up by Katie Klingelhofer. And the arrow points the way of Amherst with 47 seconds. That is the sixth jump ball of our basketball game. 20-14 Amherst. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A couple of teams that have started 2-0. Crossover dribble by Katie Klingelhofer. Bounce pass over to Colby. Colby comes in, puts a tough shot up over Rodenbaugh. Bout went in. Rebound brought down by Katie Morton. Morton gets rid of the basketball to April Collins. 30 seconds to go in the half. Long three in the right corner is off the iron by Bergman. No good. Rebound comes down to Maskey. Kick it out top for another three. This time it's good for April Collins. First three of the ball game for Loomis. 3-point game with 14 seconds to go in the first half. Get it over on the left wing to Colby Klingelhofer. Back out to Katie. Long way away. Now she gets to the free throw line, gets the jumper up. It's no good. Rodenbaugh gets the rebound, and oh, they call a foul with a half second left, and Rodenbaugh's going to get a 1-1. Colby Klingelhofer with her second foul, and 75 feet away from the other end, Rodenbaugh's got a chance to go to the line and make it a 1-point game here at half. 0.5 on the clock. So the last 4 points have been scored by Loomis after being down by 7. Let's see if Rodenbaugh can convert the free throws. A 1-1. The first one is up, and it's right through there. 10 points for Rodenbaugh, 20-18. Again, half second, so not much should happen. You want to go over the back if you're Loomis, if she misses, but she doesn't. It's up, it's in, and Amherst will inbound the ball, and we will go to halftime. So it's been a game of runs. Loomis got up by a score of 11-2. Amherst went on an 18-2 run to go up 20-13, and then Loomis scores the last 6 points of the half. So you just look at the scoreboard, and your score is 20-19. Amherst and their home opener, leading the Loomis Wolves by one. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down the first half stats, let you know what else is going on in the basketball world tonight, and tell you a little bit about what's going on tomorrow as well. 20-19, Amherst has the lead, and we'll be back right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Halftime here at Amherst at this Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. And on the girls' side, it is Amherst 20 and your opponents from Loomis 19. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Coming up next, the boys' game. Loomis, despite only having 10 gentlemen on the entire roster, are ranked ninth of the state. And those 10 boys are going to try and make a run. And Loomis's long tradition, they had a couple of bumps of the road there when some of these seniors were freshmen, but they've turned it around. Very good basketball team last year, and some of the boys that made it to the state football semifinals are doing good here. And again, for making it to the state football semifinals, they're able to come out, win those first two basketball games. Preseason number 9, you got McNall, you got Earsome. I mean, you'll be hearing Matt Houston when they get things going as well. They've got some real good talent over there for the Loomis boys. They beat SEM, had to come back to do that on opening night, and then they took care of Overton the second game. So nothing easy. They're here at Amherst, who's already won a ball game after a struggle last year for Coach for Amherst, and they are hoping to get things turned around. Clark Ribble and the boys played Loomis very tough last year, but that's kind of the story last year for Amherst. Just couldn't find a lot of wins, and last year is last year. And for Loomis, tomorrow night, they're back home to play Bertrand. They've got the Cambridge and Brady boys, and then they've got the Elm Creek tournament with Sutherland and Gibbon for Loomis. For the Amherst boys, they lost by one to Litchfield, and Litchfield's boys have been a force in D2 boys basketball the last handful of years with Coach Bowling over there. And then they blew out Franklin in their next game on Tuesday. So this is their home opener. And then Tuesday they go to, or they're back home to host state-rated Kennesaw. They've got Anselmo Myrna coming up next Thursday. They go to Axtell next Friday. And then Amherst is in the Kearney Catholic Tournament. Ainsworth got out of that tournament, and Ogallala got in. So nothing easy for either side. Amherst will play North Platte St. Pat's in the opening round. Kearney Catholic will play Ogallala in the opening round. And we will once again cover that holiday tournament on our network of stations. ESPN Radio tonight and tomorrow, Kearney High basketball and the Kearney High girls trailing 42-39 after three quarters. And that's currently airing on ESPN 1460 at Lincoln East. The boys game will follow. And then Kearney High scheduled for a varsity tip-off doubleheader at 5:15 at home tomorrow against Papillion La Vista South. On ESPN Radio tomorrow, our action gets going at 11 a.m. with Duke and Washington College men's basketball, followed by the 112th meeting of Army-Navy, kicking off at 1:30, and after Army-Navy, Kearney and Papillion-La Vista South basketball. Here on Classic Hits tomorrow, a matinee game for the Tri-City Storm as they take on Des Moines. In fact, they play Des Moines tonight as well. Pre-game airing right now, 7:05 face-off on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow, action gets underway, pre-game at 2:45, also against Des Moines. And then we will follow that up with high school basketball from Kennesaw as the Blue Devils take on Loup City. Last year, the boys' game went to overtime. The girls' game was a four-pointer, so we expect more exciting competition tomorrow. Then Monday, we've got rare Monday basketball because of last night's snowout. Wood River will travel to St. Paul, scheduled for 6 and 7:45. Tuesday, one of the best rivalries in the Lou Platt Conference is renewed as Ravenna travels to Kearney Catholic, Cope Gymnasium, also scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. And next Thursday, we will be traveling to Minden as the Whippets take on Grand Island Central Catholic. 1 week from tonight, Overton and Pleasanton will be meeting just down the road, so we have got a ton of basketball in the future, and of course some wrestling as well, and hopefully we can see the Amherst Broncos again, and we'll see their district at the end of the year, so some exciting times as we turn from the fall and into the winter. Halftime score, Amherst 20, Loomis 19. We'll be back with your girls' stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at your first half stats. First off, for the Loomis Lady Wolves, Tori Maskey hasn't scored, but she has a team-high 7 rebounds. Sydney Bartrup has 2 points. Katie Morton, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Janessa Bergman, 1 point and a rebound. April Collin hit a 3-pointer for her 3 points and a rebound. Paige Thorell has a couple of rebounds. And Olivia Rodenbaugh leading her team with 11 points. In fact, she leads everybody right now with 11 points and 5 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second, as they definitely addressed that after getting out-rebounded in the first quarter, 17-6. I had them out-rebounding Amherst in the second quarter, 13-8, so evening that up a little bit. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second quarter. Those were all from Rodenbaugh. Three-point shooting, none attempted in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first, 4 in the second. Foul situation, Paige Rademacher and April Collin each have 2. Loomis had 11 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second at half for the Wolves. 19 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, and 9 turnovers. For Amherst, Shelby Hemmen, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Kiana Leach has hit a 3-pointer and has a rebound. Katie Klingelhofer, 3 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Cindy Tobenheim, 1 point and a block. Colby Klingelhofer has a couple of rebounds. Jessica Fernandez, 5 points, 5 rebounds, and a block shot. Crystal Fernandez, 6 rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 4 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Amherst, 9 in the first quarter, but just 1 in the second. Foul situation, 2 fouls apiece on Katie Klingelhofer, Colby Klingelhofer, and Mackenzie Bergstrom. 7 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and at the half, Amherst 20 points, 25 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 out of 5 from three-point land, 4 block shots and 10 turnovers, and in the battle of 2-0 teams here in this early season, it is Amherst 20 and Loomis 19. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable, trash control, Ravenna Sanitation is the name you need to know. We'll be back with second half action right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And let's get ready for second half basketball. Loomis will have it on the alternating possession. And they are looking to take the lead back here. They, remember, they scored the final 6 points of that first half. If you missed it, they jumped out 11-2. Amherst went on an 18-2 run to go up 20-13. Then Loomis gets the next 6, and it's 20-19. And 6 seconds into the second half, Katie Klingelhofer, a reach-in foul for her third personal foul. And Coach Nikki Eckhout doesn't want her out of the ball game too much as they come out in a 1-3-1 zone because she runs the point, controls it, and at 5'9", she does a good job as she steps in and steals the basketball, and then to compound that, a foul as they head up the floor on the Loomis Wolves. This one will go on April Collin, and that's her third. So each team has a member get their third foul in the first 16 seconds of the second half. And it looks like Coach Jim Rayburn is going to go get April Collin. And put back into the ball game, Janessa Bergman. Amherst ball in the front court. They'll throw it to Klingelhofer, who stayed in the game with those three fouls. Swings it right side, Fernandez. Ball fake right, drives left, put the jumper up, no good. Rebound brought down by the Wolves. And Tori Maskey with her eighth of the ball game. Up the floor with it is Janessa Bergman against the man-to-man. Jump pass knocked away, stolen away again by Katie Klingelhofer. Back-to-back steals for Katie. She tries to go all the way to the other end, gets some traffic, kicks it to the wing to Fernandez. Crystal puts it up, no good. Rodenbaugh brings down her sixth rebound. Outlet pass to Morton. 3-on-2. Morton.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Your
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Folks, welcome back. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties here at Amherst. But to be honest with you, you didn't miss anything. There's been no change. It's still 20-19. Just had a timeout called on the floor here. I believe the Loomis Wolves were the one that called it. Each team has been up and down the floor a couple of times. We've got a couple of jump balls, a couple of missed shots, a couple of rebounds, but nothing has changed here. And the score remains Amherst 20 and Loomis 19. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we have a 20-19 ball game here. Amherst holding on to that one-point lead, which they had at halftime. Second time out of the ball game for Loomis. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. And a three-pointer Loomis has blocked. A good start here by Katie Klingelhofer. She got that foul. And then she was able to, now an offensive foul called. Ooh, a late whistle there, or late indication. Loomis thought that they had got the ball and made the bucket, and instead they call a push-off on the Wolves. And that foul is going to go against Paige Thorell. Coach Rayburn was fired up because he thought his team had just taken the lead. Instead, we go the other way. Hammond at the high post. Swings it over the left side. Gets it down the low block that time to Crystal Fernandez. Turnaround jumper, no good. Ball ran for, tip for, goes out of bounds. Off of Amherst, it will be Loomis basketball. Oh, no, it's going to be Amherst basketball. They changed the call. And Amherst will throw it in. Hammond comes into the paint. She's covered. They kick it back up top to Klingelhofer. Katie goes to Hammond. Hammond the long jumper. It is no good. Another rebound brought down by Sydney Tobenheim. She just kind of throws it up there. Has it knocked right back to her. Into the hands of Crystal Fernandez. Kicks it out to Katie Klingelhofer. Looked at the three. Now can't get it away. Left elbow Hammond. Puts it on the ground with that dribble. Takes it with the left hand. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell. So we played over 3 minutes here in the second half, and there has been no scoring. Loomis basketball to Janessa Bergman into the corner. Now trying to get it down to Rodenbaugh. Hammond knows it's coming. She's able to step around and tip it away. Quite the battle between Rodenbaugh and Hammond. 11 points, 7 rebounds for Rodenbaugh. 8 points, 5 rebounds unofficially for Hammond. Again, Hammond banged that right elbow at the start of the basketball game. Had to sit for about 4 minutes. That helped Loomis get the early 9-point lead. But now they're down one. Dribbling to the left wing is Barchoff. High post. They'll get it to Rodenbaugh. She'll take a 13-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Morton. Tipped away from behind, but Katie runs it down before they go out of bounds. Back to Rodenbaugh on the left elbow. Make that the right elbow. Back up top, they'll go to Barchoff. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. It's still 20-19 Amherst. That was your halftime score. Loomis, there they are, able to go through, and Hemmen comes in and blocks the shot of Morton. Morton got it back, and she'll be fouled. Shelby Hemmen with her second block, and Morton just kept on with it. And the foul, called on Katie Klingelhofer, her fourth. Now Coach Eckhout's going to have to go get her with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. And two free throws coming up for Morton. A couple of Broncos waiting to check in. And Katie Morton puts the free throw up and in. Third point of the game for Morton. We are tied at 20. Into the ball game for Amherst, Mackenzie Bergstrom and Kiana Leach. Staying in there will be Sydney Tobenheim, Shelby Hemmen, and Jessica Fernandez. Second free throw now on the way, and that's way off the mark. Barely caught the rim, and a rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. We are tied at 20. Amherst, though, kind of like the first quarter, they struggled early. They're looking for their first points of the second half. And the jumper in the corner from 18 is no good by the freshman, Sydney Tobenheim. And the rebound brought down by Tori Maskey. She was able to outbattle Hemmen that time for the hoop, or for the ball. Morton in the front court. They get it to the top of the circle to Bergman. Rotate it right side to Barchoff against the man-to-man. Drives in. Hemmen fouled her. Hemmen going to be called for her second personal foul. And more free throws coming up. During that last timeout, Coach Rayburn drew up what he wanted to see his girls do to attack this Bronco defense. They're trying to get it in the corner, use the ball fake, drive the baseline. If Hemmen comes out, you dump it off in the middle. If she doesn't come out, you take the shot. Pretty basic stuff, and Loomis is executing it fairly well, although the defense is pretty good. The first free throw by Sydney Bartruff is good. And the second one is no good. And running down the rebound of the corner is Jessica Fernandez. But Loomis has regained the lead, 21-20. Putting a little backcourt pressure on. Amherst gets around it, makes a long pass down the floor. Bergstrom tries to get it to Hemmen. Off the hands of a Wolf and out of bounds. So Amherst will get it out underneath their own hoop again. 4.5 minutes, Amherst hasn't scored. Now a three-pointer, Leach, it will not go. And the rebound, fought four, and coming out of there with it is Maskey for Loomis. She hasn't scored, but she's got 11 rebounds at just 5'7". She is definitely a wolf in there. She's tearing it up, using her teeth to get the board. Again, Loomis runs it into the right-hand corner. Amherst extends their defense, trying to get Rodenbaugh now to get Hemmen out of the paint. She follows her up to the high post, being very patient here with 3 minutes to go. In quarter number three, 21-20 Loomis. Two free throws, that's it. Rodenbaugh in the paint. Oh, beautiful backdoor. Maskey lays it up and in. Rodenbaugh drew the double team and bounced it right between them to Tori Maskey for her first bucket and the first bucket of the second half for either team. 23-20 Loomis. 2:40 to go here in quarter number three. That's just a great play. Loomis setting in the zone again. Crossover dribble here by Jessica Fernandez. Back up top, Leach, 17-footer. Kiana just a little strong on the mark, but just a little strong. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Bartruff. We mentioned how Amherst controlled the boards in the first quarter to a tune of 17-6. Loomis has taken over since then. Rodenbaugh up and under, has her shot blocked by Shelby Hemmen. That'll be her third block. Don't forget the boys' game to follow, just a little bit closer to 8 o'clock here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass Loomis. They have it tipped and throw it away. Third turnover of the quarter. Amherst runs the ball down the floor to Hemmen. Missed the little bunny. You don't see that very often. Rebound Morton. Morton all the way to the other end. Takes it at Leach. Puts it up off the glass and scores. 25-20. Loomis has outscored Amherst 6-0 here in this quarter. They've scored the last 13. Hemmen from the free throw line can't get it to go. Rodenbaugh with another rebound. A crazy game here in the home opener for the Amherst Broncos. Rodenbaugh, high post, jumper over Hemmen from 13, no good. Rebound brought down by Bergstrom. And Amherst wants to slow it down just a little bit. But boy, the Broncos shut out here in the third quarter. On the right elbow, they get it to Bergstrom. She's got a shot off the heel, no good. Rodenbaugh with another rebound. 25-20. Loomis, who was up early 11-2, then down by 7. is back up by 5. They're on a 12-0 run since trailing 20-13. Try the backdoor cut here. Morton, and the pass will be swatted away. Janessa Bergman working on the eye contact there. Pass just tipped away. Loomis now going to bring in multiple subs. Paige Rademacher checks in. Paige Thorell is back in. And April Collin, who has 3 fouls, slides in with a minute 6 to go here in the quarter. And for Amherst, here's Crystal Fernandez. So now Loomis runs in Brooke Thorell. And Rodenbaugh will come out. Hammond's still in there for Amherst, though. So next time down the floor, they got to get her the ball. Try to get it into Thorell. Swatted away. Loomis will take it out this time on the right side of the hoop from where we sit instead of the left. 25-20, Loomis with the lead here. Fort Kearney Conference basketball on Classic Hits. They throw it in to Thorell. Brooke throws it out on the wing. Takes it back into the corner there to Collin. Collin likes to shoot the 3. Leach on her. Man-to-man still here. They get it to Thorell. Hammond comes out, but a little late. And the shot is going to be off the heel by Brooke Thorell. No good. Ball comes out to the wing and picked up by Tori Maskey. I've got her for a dozen boards. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Loomis with the ball between the circles. They're going to spread it out here. Coach Rabin may have called for one shot. That'll give him a chance to rest. Rodenbaugh, it won't get Amherst the ball where they can get it to Shelby Hammond. It's a smart move. You got a 5-point lead, but sometimes the girls have a hard time killing 45 seconds and then getting any kind of a shot, and they dribble it off a foot here, but it's off the foot of the Broncos and Sydney Tobenheim, so it'll stay with Loomis. 23 seconds to go. They'll take it out in front of their own bench. They get it in the hands of Brooke Thorell. She'll get it back up top to Paige Rademacher. Over to Collin. Collin dribbles to the right corner, to the baseline, takes it at the hoop. Hammond makes her throw one high off the iron is where it comes down, and then the ball is kicked out of bounds, and it stays with Loomis. 11 seconds to go. Sub coming in for the first time. Riley Hahn, 5'11 sophomore. Still Loomis ball underneath their own hoop here. 11 seconds, plenty of time to run any play you want. And Paige Thorell will throw it in. Gets it into the right corner to Rademacher. Dribbles to the high post. Kicks it back out to Collin. Back out Rademacher. 5 seconds. She'll take a 3-pointer. Off the mark. No good offensive. Put back though is up and in by Paige Thorell at the buzzer. And Loomis outscores Amherst 8-0. They pitch the shutout in the third quarter. It's 27-20 Loomis in this crazy game of huge runs. And it's not been a big scoring game, so it's hard to say, but we'll tell you more about it after this on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Doug Duda back with you here. As always, a big thank you to our sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. The fourth quarter will begin with Amherst trying to get some points here. The shot by Kiana Leach, no good. Offensive rebound is blocked from behind by Rodenbaugh off the shot attempt from Mackenzie Bergstrom. And then they say that the ball will belong to Loomis. If this stat, there's just a couple crazy stats here. Amherst, I have them for one turnover since the first quarter. None in the third quarter, yet they could not score. Crazy, crazy, crazy. As Loomis will break the press this time. Bringing it up on the left wing. Sydney Bartrop trying to go too quick. Going to be called for the double dribble. Fourth turnover of the half, 13th of the game for Loomis. Now, although Amherst was shut out there in the third quarter, it's not like They lost a ton of ground, and now they have the ball picked away. So the steal is made. Here comes Collin. She'll drive around the defender. The layup is up, and it is in. It is Loomis, 29-20. They were up 11-2. Then an 18-2 run by Amherst. They went up 20-13 and haven't scored since. 16 in a row by Loomis, and Amherst misses another short jumper. Rodenbaugh with their 10th board. And up the floor come the Wolves. With it is Collin. Out on the wing, the jumper is no good that time by Paige Thorell, and the rebound brought down by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Amherst just needs something to go in. Again, they can't put on much pressure if they don't score. But now they're down 9. They get it into him, and that's what they want. It's tipped away from behind. Shelby lost the ball. Amherst back-to-back turnovers. Up the floor come the Wolves. Into the corner, Collin. Now trying to force something, Thorell. Back out, Collin. 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Loomis tries to save it, and they do. To Rodenbaugh. Missed the short jumper. Morton, another rebound. Blocked out of bounds by Hammond. Katie Morton. Scrapping again in there, a couple of boards. Hellman with her fourth block shot. We've had good play for the most part. It's just that the ball not going in the hoop as much as these teams had hoped. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop, already leading it by 9. They'll get it into Sydney Bartroff. Up top, they'll go to April Collin. She comes to the right elbow, denied there by Katie Klingelhofer. She's got to be careful. 4 fouls. Hemmen went for the steal, didn't get it. So Rodenbaugh blows by everybody to the hoop. Gets her first bucket of the second half. She's got 13. It's 31-20. And finally, at the other end, Hemmen breaks the drought of nearly 8 minutes and a timeout called by Amherst after the bucket. The first points of the second half for Amherst, and they will call the timeout. 6:06 to go in the game. An important early season Fort Kearney Conference battle. Loomis 31 and Amherst 22. We'll be back after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on this Friday night. Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, want to thank the fine folks here at Amherst for their hospitality, including Athletic Director Ron Evans. They've added to the stands here. Looks like the shop class has built a little pad here. They put a couch out there for some of the lucky fans to sit in and watch the game instead of just sitting on the old plastic seats. But right now, Amherst not having a whole lot to cheer about. Kearney High girls fall to Lincoln East 53-50. The boys game coming up next on ESPN 1460. We'll have the Loomis Amherst boys next here on Classic Hits. As Katie Morton brings it up against the pressure, gets rid of it to Collin. Jumper the left wing, won't go. Hammond will pull down her first rebound of the second half. Gives it off to Klingelhofer. They want to run, get it down to Fernandez. Jessica double team, kicks it out for an 18-footer. That's good by Kiana Leach. Finally got the long-range jumper to go. And here we go, back-to-back jumpers for Amherst. Could they answer this 11-point deficit after 18 consecutive points were scored by Loomis? Crazy, crazy game. Man-to-man, really trying to force the pressure here as Amherst out on the guards, trying to do everything to keep it away, and now Rodenbaugh on the bench for Loomis, so really not much inside to look for. Thorell has it. Page tries to drive in on Hammond. Hammond blocks the shot. Number 5, and Hammond's able to grab it out of the air. Now she'll dribble the ball up the floor. Needs some teammates to go with her. Hammond up the right side looking for a screen. Cut off there by Sydney Bartra. Reverse it to Leach. 4-3. Kiana off the front of the iron. No good. Amherst 2 of 8 from downtown. Rebound to Morton. Morton pushes the ball up the floor. Crossover dribble into the lane. Around the last defender. Up and in. Not much that Katie Klingelhofer could do because she's got 4 fouls. 33-24. Klingelhofer up the floor. Throws it at the feet of her teammate Shelby Hemmen. And another Amherst turnover. 3 in the quarter. 4:40 to go in the game. Loomis 33 and state-rated Amherst on their home floor 24. And it looked like once Amherst caught up the first time after being down early by 9 that they would run away with this, but Loomis didn't leave, and now Loomis has the ball take a funny bounce, and it rolls out of bounds. So they'll give it back over. If my book is right, each team would have three timeouts remaining. Foul situation not near as bad here in the second half as it was in the first. Three fouls have been called on Amherst, two on Loomis, but Katie Klingelhofer does have four fouls for Amherst, three on April Collin for Loomis. Katie Klingelhofer to the left elbow to Hammond. Double team swings it over to Fernandez. Three-pointer up and in for Jessica Fernandez. Her second three of the ball game. 33-27, the lead cut to six. Loomis brings it up left side. Nobody gets to Janessa Bergman until she gets to the baseline. And then as she tries to dribble through the lane, she stepped out of bounds. And Loomis is going to call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. And Jim Rayburn doesn't want to see his team give up the momentum again. 4:04 to go in the game. Loomis 33, Amherst 27. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Doug Duda, Stacy Johns, our producer engineer, back here at Amherst. Loomis, who's going to get out of the press this time down the floor, pick him up at half court. Amherst basketball, Klingelhofer to Fernandez, high post. Hammond didn't want to drive in on Rodenbaugh. Instead, she'll go to the right side, take a tough shot. It's off the glass, off the rim. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell. That would have made it a four-point game. Instead, Loomis up six with the ball and 3:40 to go. Top of the key, nobody picks up Bergman, fires the three. It's no good. Rebound, fought for, jump ball. And the tie-up between Tori Maskey and Katie Klingelhofer. The arrow points the way of Loomis, so they get to keep the ball with 3:36 to go in the contest. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Looking. They finally throw it in. Ooh, and Loomis called a timeout. They should only have one remaining. They were afraid they weren't going to get the ball in, so a 30-second timeout will be called right here. 3:36 to go in the ball game. We'll just go ahead and keep it here. We want to thank all the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you High School Hoops, 33-27. Loomis, who clipped Amherst last year, would like to do it again here tonight. Don't forget, plenty of other sporting activities going on our network of stations. Kearney High taking on Lincoln East. Dropped the girls game 53-50. The boys game just getting ready to get going. That is on ESPN 1460. Tri-City Storm taking on Des Moines. The Breeze 94.5. Right now, again, trouble getting it in, and this time 5 seconds. Boy, burn a timeout. Still couldn't get it in. Great defense there by the Amherst Lady Broncos. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Loomis. And they have had 16 in the game. 5, 4, 3, and 4. No really one bad stretch in this game. Hammond draws a triple team. Up top they'll go Klingelhofer. Passes on the three. Swing it over to Jessica Fernandez, who's hit a couple. And now reaching in to tie her up is going to be April Collin. Arrow points the way of Amherst, so they'll maintain possession. But they've had a couple of opportunities here to cut the lead even closer. They were down 11. Now it's 6. And let's see if they can get something done here off the inbounds to Leach up top. Here's the three-pointer on the way. Klingelhofer will not go. Rebound brought down by Tori Maskey. And it is not a fluke that she can pull down double-digit rebounds in all three of the first games. 3:05 as Rodenbaugh back in, takes it at Hammond. No good. Hammond knocked the ball out of bounds off of Rodenbaugh, they say. And so they will get the ball here at Amherst. And bringing the ball up the floor will be Klingelhofer. Again, the pressure is off. Loomis went 12-6 last year, beat Amherst 38-23 at their place, and they have stymied them again here with their defense. Now they get it into Hammond. Left-handed layup, good, and draws the foul. That's the second time here in the quarter where Rodenbaugh went for the steal, didn't get it. And it happened at the other end, too. Hammond went for the steal, didn't get it, and Rodenbaugh made her pay. A dozen points now for Shelby Hammond, well below her average here the last few seasons. The foul on Katie Morton is her first. Hammond's first free throw of the game bounces in, and the three-point play is complete. It's 33-30, They are on a 10-2 run and putting some pressure on Amherst. Loomis breaks it. They'll get it up the floor, get it underneath Maskey, up and in, and draws the foul. They'll count the basket. Good pass from April Collin. Tori Maskey with her second bucket of the ball game. Loomis does not want to succumb to the pressure. And checking back in for the Broncos, Kiana Leach. And also Crystal Fernandez, and the foul was on Katie Klingelhofer, and that is her fifth. She fouls out of the game with 2:41 to go. And the free throw is up and in by Maskey, so the three-point play makes it a six-point game again, 36-30 Loomis. They extend the zone. Left wing Fernandez trying to get it into heaven, and it's going to be stolen away. Stepping in front, Sydney Bartrup. Bartrup gets it out on the left wing and slows it down. That's what Loomis wants to do. High post, Rodenbaugh. Not too anxious to do much here. Coach Rayburn says spread the floor. They get it into Maskey. Maskey tries to make some room. Can't do it. Good defense by Jessica Fernandez. The ball knocked away. Rodenbaugh comes out and gets it. Up top, they'll go to Bartrup. Swing it over to Katie Morton. Good job by Loomis not to force a long shot here. 2 minutes to go in the game. Driving in Cullen. Collins stops, kicks it back out. A minute 55 to go. Amherst could really afford to foul. They've got two to give, so take a chance and run after the basketball. And Coach Nikki Eckout says foul, and oh, Kiana Leach comes out and kind of shoves April Collin, and Collin falls down. She didn't shove her that hard, but her momentum was going the wrong way. And a good job by the officials to not call an intentional foul. And now Coach Eckout calls the timeout to discuss strategy with her ball club. It is the first foul on Leach, the 15th foul. Loomis will have the ball when we come back. A minute 48 to go. 36-30 Loomis here on Classic Hits.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Amherst was shut out in the third quarter, 8-0. Loomis was up 27-20. Amherst has scored 10 to Loomis's 9 here in the fourth quarter. A minute 48 to go in the basketball game, and Loomis has the ball. They get it to Rodenbaugh. Heaven tried to get the steal, couldn't. They're just trying to play keep away. Amherst doing a good job here of trapping and not fouling, but underneath wide open is Maskey. They get it to her, and then Heaven trying to get there is called for the foul. She swatted the ball up into the air, but ran into Maskey. And that will be personal foul number 3 on Shelby Hemmen. And at the line to shoot 2, Tori Maskey. She is 1 of 1 at the line this ball game, and that came just a moment ago. First free throw rattles out, no good. 36-30 Loomis. Trying to get the win here in their first road game of the year. Amherst's first home game of the year. And the free throw, Maskey, it's in this time after rattling around. And she's got 6 points, 37-30, but time now against the Amherst Broncos, against the zone. They get it to Fernandez, into Hemmen. Hemmen's going to do whatever it takes. Spin move, puts it up and in. Shelby Hemmen with 7 of her 15 points here in the fourth quarter, 37-32. Loomis gets the ball in before Amherst can get the press set. And a foul on Hemmen. That is her fourth as she leans on April Collin. And that will be the 7th team foul on Amherst. So at the line, shooting a 1-1, April Collin at the line for the first time. She's hit the only 3 of the game for Loomis, has 5 points, 37-32. It'll be up to Loomis to hit their free throws down the stretch here. They're in good position right now. The front end, though, is no good, and it will be Amherst ball. Also for Amherst, Loomis is playing that zone, so Amherst wants to continue to attack inside to Shelby Hemmen. Loomis is trying to take away any threes. Gianna Leach across the timeline. Hemmen on the left elbow. Back door open. Gets it underneath. The short jumper skips off the rim by Crystal Fernandez. Good luck. It didn't go. Rodenbaugh with the rebound. That's a huge possession. Could have cut it to three. Instead, it's five, and Loomis is shooting more free throws. April Collin fouled again. She'll shoot the 1-1 with 1:01 to go. The Broncos got what they wanted. The foul here on Jessica Fernandez, her second. But still a 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and that one too strong. Rebound brought down by Hemmen. Hemmen gets it out to Bergstrom. McKenzie up the right side. McKenzie to the three-point arc. Back out Leach. Leach long way out there. Swings it left side. Fernandez has an open three. And got it! It's a two-point game. Timeout Amherst. Jessica Fernandez, her third three of the ball game. 48 seconds left in the contest. Loomis 37 and Amherst 35. We'll be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, it is not over yet. We've seen the Lady Broncos pull magic on their home court before, and they have cut it down to two. 48 seconds, full court pressure. Amherst and Loomis each one timeout remaining. Not guarding the inbounds pass, they finally got the ball in to the hands of Katie Morton. Morton will bring the ball across the timeline. She's trapped right there. Throws over the top of it, though, to April Collin. 40 seconds to go. And Amherst commits the foul. Didn't have to, but April Collin has missed the front end of both 1-1, so why not send her there again? And that's exactly what they do. So she'll get a third chance here to shoot the 1-1 on the ninth team foul. Kiana Leach with her second personal foul. 39 seconds remaining. Loomis trying to salt it away at the free throw line. Haven't been able to do it, but that time it's in. And April Collin fired up about it. 38-35, she can make it a two-possession game once again. 39 seconds to go. Second free throw, Collin is too strong. Rebound, Hemmen. Who else? And Shelby gives it off to Leach. A three ties it. They don't have to take one. There's still time. Hemmen on the high post, kicks it out to Leach. Ball fake three, kicks it out of the wing to Bergstrom. Into Hemmen. Good move on the post. Left-handed layup will not go. Rebound brought down to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh kicks it out 20 seconds. Now they do have to foul. And in the backcourt, Loomis falls down. And a timeout called by Coach Jim Rayburn. And down on the floor, Morton, I don't know if her knee gave out or if she bumped knees with somebody. But with trouble in the backcourt, Jim Rayburn called timeout just as the ball came loose. And, of course, once that whistle blows, if he hadn't gotten that timeout called, Amherst was in position to pick it up and go in for a layup. And now they're attending to Katie Morton on the floor. So we've got about 20 seconds left here as they take that down off the clock and put up the timeout clock. And Katie Morton now out there on the floor. Now, remember, Loomis will have to inbound the ball. And now they'll have as much time as they want, of course, to take a look and see what happened to Katie Morton. Hopefully, remember, Hemmen hurt her elbow early in the game, first 40 seconds. And I don't think Morton bumped into a defender, but on the other side of the floor, you can't tell. And, of course, they buzz the clock. You're not going to have a timeout. The timeout time doesn't matter when you've got an injury. And Morton's going to come out of the game, but she's their key ball handler. Loomis has to get the ball in here with 17 seconds to go in the game, because they have no timeouts remaining. So Amherst in the backcourt needs to slap on some amazing defense, force a turnover, force a five-second call. They did that earlier in the ball game when Loomis was trying to get in underneath their own hoop. So you've got out there Maskey along with Bartruff, Rodenbaugh, Bergman, and April Collin, and it will be Bergman to try to get it in. Looks like Amherst will not guard the inbounds pass. 17 seconds to go, 38-35 Loomis. They throw it in. Looking, looking, Finally, they get the ball in and now trying to play keep away Sydney Bartow. She'll be fouled with 14.8 to go, and that is the 10th foul. Double bonus. She gets two. One makes it a two-possession game and probably seals the deal. And Loomis decides to only put one player on the free throw line because you have to. The foul was on Kiana Leach, and shooting two is Sydney Bartrup, one of four in the game. This one, no good. One of five. But this is the one that matters right here. 14.8 to go. Loomis 38, Amherst 35. Loomis was up 11 earlier in the quarter. The second free throw by Sydney Bartrup is good. It's a four-point game. So they need a quick bucket. Amherst does. Doesn't matter what it is, three or a two. Oh, and Amherst calls timeout, and if my book's right, that's their last one. So they were in the front court. They called the timeout with 11.9 to go in the basketball game, and that should be all the timeouts. It is 39-35 Loomis. Amherst is going to have to score in about 2 seconds to have a chance here. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 12 seconds to go in the game. Loomis 39, Amherst 35. Both teams, according to my book, out of timeouts. Loomis has three fouls to give, so when Amherst gets it in, they should just foul him, but it doesn't look like that's what they're going to do. Leach dribbling over on the wing. Fernandez, they set her up for a three. It is no good. Rebound tipped out to Hemmen. 2 seconds, 1 second. Loomis wins the basketball game. Loomis up 9, then down 7, then up 11. The lead cut to 3, and they're able to hold on for the win. And now, not only is Loomis 3-0, they are 3-0 in the Fort Kearney Conference with a win over the preseason favorite and the highest-ranked team in the conference, the Amherst Lady Broncos. Loomis 39 and Amherst 35. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, all the numbers, and a lot more to chat about as Loomis pulls one off here on the road, and we'll have it for you right after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday. And right now, a great deal for you and your holiday shopping. No matter what the price is on anything in the store, you take 15% off. Maybe there is no markdown on it, 15% off. Maybe it's already marked down 40%. You take another 15% off. They're there for you this holiday season. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Time now to take a look at the final stats of our girls' basketball game, and we will start with the Amherst Lady Broncos. Five players scored in the contest, and of those five, All but 1 point came from the starters. Shelby Hemmen led the way as usual with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks. Kiana Leach, 5 points and a rebound. Katie Klingelhofer fouled out with 2:40 to go, ended up with 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Sydney Tobenheim, 1 point, 2 rebounds and a block. Colby Klingelhofer had 2 rebounds. Jessica Fernandez had a fine game with 11 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. Crystal Fernandez, 6 rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 7 rebounds. Amherst started off so hot rebounding the basketball in the first quarter. Some of that is because they couldn't make many buckets. They were getting a lot of offensive boards. 17 rebounds in the first quarter, and then they had 8 more in the second. 25 rebounds in the first half, just 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Amherst, 10 in the first half and 4 in the second half. Amherst had 20 points at halftime. They were shut out in the third quarter and got 15 there in the fourth, finished with 35 points, 36 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from three-point land, a total of 9 blocked shots and 14 turnovers. But the number 7 and 10 ranked team in D1, upset here tonight, suffers their first loss of the season. They will be back home to take on Kennesaw on Tuesday. We'll take a look at the Loomis numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
And we are back here on the Ravenna Sanitation the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Long week, huh? Let's take a look at the numbers now for Loomis. Tori Maskey, 6 points all in the second half. She had a game-high 14 rebounds. Sydney Bartruff ends up with 4 points, 1 rebound. Katie Morton, 7 points, 8 rebounds. Janessa Bergman, 1 point, 1 rebound. Paige Thorell, 2 points, 5 rebounds. April Collin, 6 points and 1 rebound of the basketball game. And Olivia Rodenbaugh, she just had 2 points there in the second half, but ended up with a team-high 13 points. She also had 12 rebounds and 2 blocked shots. Well, after getting to 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 36 the rest of the way for Loomis. 19 in the first half and 23 in the second half, so they got that fixed. Free throw shooting, something they'll have to work on. 4 of 8 in the first half, 6 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Loomis, 9 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Loomis had 19 points at halftime. They scored 20 in the second half, and the Wolves finished with 39 points, 42 rebounds, 10 out of 21 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 16 turnovers as Loomis stays unbeaten 3-0 with a 39-35 road win here at Amherst. Up next, Loomis has another challenge tomorrow night when they return home to take on the Bertrand Lady Vikings, their final home game until January the 6th. The boys' game is about 20 minutes away from tipping off. State-rated Loomis taking on an Amherst team that really gave them a battle last year. They're 1-1. Loomis is 2-0. Again, if you joined us just a little late here in the girls' game, Loomis jumped out 11-2. Then Amherst went on an 18-2 run to take a 20-13 lead with about 3 minutes to go in the half. Then, bringing it home, Loomis scored 6 points to end the half to make it a 1-point game. They went on an 8-0 run in the third quarter, shutting out Amherst in the third quarter. Eventually, that's an 18-point run that they put up there. They were up 11 in the fourth quarter at 31-20. Amherst come back to cut it to 38-35, but that's as close as they would get. And Loomis wins it 39-35. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, Husker gear, Loper gear. Maybe you just want something in a ball cap. Christmas time is here. They've got footballs, basketballs, gym bags, great selection of shoes. And remember, everything take an extra 15% off at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Ditta. We'll be back in just a little over 10 minutes to get you ready for the boys' game here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.